the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahushua HaMashiach, by the will of Elohim, according to the promise of life which is in Mashiach Yahushua, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from Elohim the Father and Mashiach Yahushua our Adonai. I thank Elohim, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in you also. Wherefore I put you in remembrance, that you stir up the gift of Elohim, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. For Elohim has not given us the ruach of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Adonai, nor of me his prisoner, but be partaker of the afflictions of the Besorah according to the power of Elohim, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Mashiach Yahushua before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Yahushua HaMashiach, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the Besorah. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the other nations. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to guard that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which you have heard of me, in faith and love which is in Mashiach Yahushua. That good thing which was committed unto you guard by the Ruach HaKodesh which dwells in us. This you know, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. Yahuwah give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. Yah grant unto him that he may find mercy of Yahuwah in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, you know very well. Chapter 2. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Mashiach Yahushua. And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahushua HaMashiach. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labors must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and Yahuwah give you understanding in all things. Remember that Yahushua HaMashiach of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my Besorah, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of Elohim is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Mashiach Yahushua with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abides faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before Yahuwah, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show yourself approved unto Elohim, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more wickedness, and their word will eat as does a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of Elohim stands sure, having this seal, Yahuwah knows them that are his. And at let every one that names the name of Mashiach depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for Adonai's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call on El Yahuwah out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of Yahuwah must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if Elohim perchance will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Elohim, having a form of holiness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Eannes and Iambres withstood Moshe, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But you have fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all Yahuwah delivered me. Yea, and all that will live righteously in Mashiach Yahusha shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them, and that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto Yeshua through faith which is in Yahusha HaMashiach. All scripture is given by the Ruach Elohim, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of Elohim may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Chapter 4. I charge you therefore before Elohim and the Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have guarded the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which Yahuwah, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do your diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonia. Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Lucas is with me. Take Marcus and bring him with you, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Antiochus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when you come, bring with you, and the sephirim, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. Yahuwah reward him according to his works. Of whom beware also, for he has greatly withstood our words. At my first answer no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray to Elohim that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, Yahuwah stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the other nations might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. and Yah shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Do your diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Yahuwah Yahusha HaMashiach be with your Ruach. Grace be with you. Amen.